Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. On Friday, Mayor Adams vetoed two bills that the city council had passed. First bill is to limit solitary confinement in city jails. Okay. Why would you want to limit solitary confinement in city jails when there are about 400 stabbings a year in city jails? 400! And you want to limit putting the bad guys away so they can't stab other people? What is wrong with you, city council? So, Adams vetoes that. He also vetoes the police officers reporting bill. So the loons on the New York City Council want every interaction between police officers and civilians to be written up. The name of the bill is How Many Stops Act. Would require police officers to log basic information about all investigative stops to the public. Officers will be asked to record details such as race, age, gender of all people they encounter and the factors that led to the interaction. The bill is designed to document what legislators believe are discriminatory and unreported stops by the police. So that means that if you're on the beat, you're patrolling, and you notice suspicious behavior, and you go over and stop the person and talk to them or whatever it may be, ask for ID. Can I see your identification? Then you got to go back to the precinct and write it up. That's insane. So that takes the police off the streets of New York City, which they are desperately needed to prevent crime, puts them in the station houses to write up this BS. So the New York City Council can look at it and make some kind of case that we have a racist police force. That's what this is. So Adams vetoes it. Now, there's no assurance that his veto will stand. It could be overridden. This is how crazy the city is. City Council has 51 members, 45 Democrats. Most of them are so far left that Fidel Castro becomes conservative. And they hate the police. They hate the police. Their ideology is so punitive. They would rather see innocent people killed and hurt on the streets of New York than not pass this ideological madness. Their ideology is more important to them than the safety of New Yorkers. That's where we are. Now, the New York Post, again, the only real news organization doing local in the nation's largest city, put all their pictures, all the city council pictures, asked them all, are you going to support the mayor's veto? You can believe somebody how crazy these people are. And they get elected because a lot of these districts are so poor. People don't have anything. And they are communists and socialists in those districts. They have given up. We're never going to have anything. We live in a slum. We don't have any resources. So we want to break this society down and impose communism, socialism. We hate the police. The police give us a hard time, whatever it may be. That's how these radical leftists get elected in New York City. And they're destroying the city. It's my job to bring you reality, not to play ideological games or anything like that. Adams did the right thing. He vetoed two insane bills. But whether that veto is going to be overridden or not, and this is why hundreds of thousands of people are leaving. If you're going to let these people have control over your lives are going to be in danger.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.